It's reported that the Duke of Cambridge in the 1800s once said, "Any change at any time for any reason is to be deplored." Perhaps the most convincing piece of evidence of the resurrection of Jesus is the change that the resurrection had on the life and schedule of Jesus' disciples in the early church. You'll notice that in John chapter 20, verse 1, we're given a seemingly unimportant detail. It says this, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb very early." Every one of the Gospels reports it this way. And what we have to keep in mind is that John is writing this Gospel some 30 plus years after the events took place. And with this detail, he is telling us something important about a development within the life of the church over a period of time. Before the resurrection, the major day of worship was Saturday. But when we read about the early church, we notice that they worship on the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20, verse 7 says, "Now on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread." 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, "On the first day of every week, each of you is to put something aside and store it up." Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, "I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos on the account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day." You may think, "Cliff, what does that have to do with anything?" Well, this is actually major. The day of worship for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years up until that point had been on the Sabbath, the last day of the week. And you know how hard it is to get people to change tradition. So this was not a change based on some mere accommodating of people's schedules. Their lives revolved around Sabbath worship. So something dramatically significant must have taken place so that the common day of worship for this new breed of people changes from Saturday to Sunday. And we know what that something was. It was the resurrection of Jesus, which became known as the Lord's Day. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ caused that much of a dramatic change in the early church, shouldn't His resurrection cause a dramatic change in your life? When you pray today, please remember Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also remember the Kurangi Lifeword broadcast in Tanzania.